book publishing, glamour industry, expensive lunches, multi-million dollar contracts, right? Bill Henderson works out of his garage. I'm Don Swain with BookBeat. More than 10 years ago, Henderson abandoned a scholarship at Harvard to go to Paris to write a novel. Henderson thought it was pretty good, but no one would publish it. He decided to publish it himself and wound up selling 500 copies. Henderson thought that if he could do it, so could anyone else. So with his Uncle Howard, he created the Pushcart Press.
The first book from Pushcart was a book called The Publish It Yourself Handbook. This came out in 1973 from a studio apartment. It was set with my wife and I set it on a IBM Selectric typewriter. It was a collection of 25 chapters on how to publish every kind of book, from a cookbook to your own novel, as I did, to a poetry chapbook, to how-to books, indeed any kind of book.
Even though the book looked homemade, he found a market for it.
And what I did at the start of the Pushcart Press 10 years ago was ask all the reviewers, and there were dozens and dozens, to include our address so people could send the money directly to us, which was very nice because you didn't have to give a bookstore discount on many of those orders. And most of those 40,000 copies were sold through word of mouth.
While Henderson had at one time worked for Doubleday, he found being his own publisher was something else.
That's about my expertise, is learning in the Abraham Lincoln School of how to publish by jumping in and publishing my own novel by myself and finding out that publishing really is not that complicated. Writers should know and are beginning to know that they can do their own work just by finding a printer or printing the books themselves and getting out review copies of their work. It's a free country. You can publish what you want from your garage if you wish.
And that's just where the Pushcart Press is located.
I'm carrying on and pick up the mail from the Wainscott Long Island Post Office by bicycle and stay healthy that way too. And chop wood in the morning for the wood stove in the garage. It's a wonderful way to publish.
The 10th anniversary of Bill Henderson's Pushcart Press is being celebrated by the 8th edition of the Pushcart Prize, the best of the small presses. About that next on BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. From his garage in Wainscott, Long Island, Bill Henderson is the major domo of the Pushcart Press. I'm Don Swain with BookBeat. Some 10 years ago, Henderson decided that commercial publishing was boring, too much imitation, too many of the same books. So he started his own publishing house. His first book was The Publish It Yourself Handbook. For the past 8 years, he's turned out an annual collection of short fiction, poetry, and essays called The Pushcart Prize.
There are all these small presses out there. Many of them had read the Publish It Yourself Handbook and started their presses, and at that time there were probably 800 small presses doing little mags and a few books. But I thought, what needs to be done for the presses and for the average reader is to gather the best that's being done into one volume and promote it.
Over the years, there have been thousands of nominations for inclusion in the Pushcart Prize series. The prize is actually just the honor of being published. There are little-known writers and well-known.
There are many people with names, such as Joyce Carol Oates and Ishmael Reed and many others, Robert Bly, Cynthia Ozick, who are in various issues of the Pushcart Prize. But the point is that these people, they may have names, but they have very little place to publish their most important work these days.
Henderson's Pushcart Press has also started a new series of books, the Editor's Book Award.
What we try to do is identify and find worthwhile manuscripts that have been overlooked by commercial publishers. We asked editors to nominate the manuscripts, and we found it really a couple of them in the first 2 years of the Editor's Book Award, one called Saul's Book by Paul Rogers, the first novel now in its fourth printing. And there'll be another book that came out of the Auschwitz concentration camp in World War II, a memoir and a diary, which likewise was overlooked by commercial publishers.
Being his own publisher means Henderson can do just about anything he wants.
From time to time, I pick up books that I like to do, like one with my friend Jim Charlton, something called the Writer's Quotation Book, all these wonderful quotations from writers about the art of writing, which we did for a lark.
Bill Henderson, editor and publisher of the Pushcart Prize, Volume 8. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.